Well, a week from right now, we will likely know who won the Iowa caucuses. And last night, the Democrats got a chance to make a final pitch to Iowa voters at a CNN town hall. Hillary Clinton was asked why young people aren't as enthusiastic about her as they are about Bernie Sanders. She played up her experience and electability.
We want to have a good primary to pick a nominee, and then we want to have everybody join together to make sure we win in November, which, after all, is the purpose of this whole campaign.
Well, Bernie Sanders was asked how his experience matched up to Clinton's, and he compared her with former Vice President Dick Cheney.
He had a lot of experience, too. His policies with regard to foreign affairs was an absolute disaster. So experience is important, but it is not the only thing.
Well, as Sanders has surged in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, many Democrats have raised questions about how he would do in a general election. He's a self-described Democratic socialist, and he represents Vermont, one of the country's least populous and whitest states. Seth McKee is associate professor of political science at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. He's with us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Democrats have been burned at the ballot box before for nominating candidates on the far left. And I think even Bernie Sanders would say that he is on the far left. There was George McGovern, who lost to Richard Nixon in 1972. Here he is accepting the Democratic nomination.
We are not content with things as they are. We reject the view of those who say, America, love it or leave it. We reply, let us change it so we may love it the more.
Is it fair to compare Bernie Sanders with George McGovern?
I think that is a fair comparison. But the difference is the choice is on the other side. McGovern, of course, runs against the incumbent Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon was very centrist for a Republican. You have a very interesting scenario this time because if you compare Bernie Sanders, sure, he's on the far left of the ideological spectrum. But look at his potential competitor if, in fact, it were to be Donald Trump, right? We don't even know where this guy – or Ted Cruz, right? If you got Ted Cruz, it would almost be like McGovern versus Goldwater, who, of course, was the far right-wing candidate in 64.
Well, let's listen to Barry Goldwater because this is another person that even Bernie Sanders has been compared to, not politically, of course, but in the same idea of being on the far end of the political spectrum. Here's Goldwater accepting the Republican nomination at the Republican convention in San Francisco in 1964.
There is violence in our streets, corruption in our highest offices, aimlessness amongst our youth, and there's a virtual despair among the many who look beyond material success for the inner meaning of their lives.
Do you think that it's fair then to compare, as you said, Donald Trump or Ted Cruz to Barry Goldwater?
I think it's fair to compare Cruz. I don't think it's fair to compare Trump. Trump is a very squishy candidate. He's sort of isolationist when it comes to foreign policy. He's probably socially liberal, yet he takes these stances that are xenophobic when it comes to immigration, these sorts of issues. So he's sort of all over the map ideologically. But we know that Cruz, at least he's branded himself, and as long as he's been in Congress, he's branded himself as this very far-right, uncompromising Tea Party conservative.
If Bernie Sanders were to be the Democratic nominee, would the electoral map change significantly? Would he be going after different states than, let's say, Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or other candidates, John Kerry, that we've had on the Democratic side in the past?
I don't think necessarily he would in terms of where he sits. He should win heavily Democratic states. I don't think there's any question about that. As far as a swing state, let's face it, this guy is not anywhere near the center. He talks openly of a revolution. We don't hear any of that sort of revolutionary language from any of the other candidates.
Well, let's listen to what Bernie Sanders has said, because he has talked about the turnout and that the idea that if you nominate somebody like him, he's going to energize Democrats more and that they will turn out in bigger numbers. Here he is on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show last week.
We have 2.5 million individual campaign contributions, more than any campaign in history. You know, I'm not going to get establishment support. I'm not going to get the support of the governors. But the reason that we are doing so well is not from the establishment. It is from the grassroots of America.
He has also pointed out that if you look at some of the polls of the matchups against potential Republican candidates, that he does better against them than Hillary Clinton does.
Sure. I mean, I think one of the questions about that, again, let's just assume that, say, Trump wins a nomination. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that. Several months ago, everyone thought this was a fantasy. I mean, if that's the case, then you've got a really interesting matchup because Trump is really despised by so much of the electorate demographically. You look at African Americans, you look at Latinos, you look at women. So if you had a matchup between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, I mean, we would be in this alternative universe in terms of politics, I think. It's tough to say what the outcome would be under that scenario.
As a political scientist, do you believe that Democrats would be taking a big risk by putting Bernie Sanders up against whoever the Republican nominee is going to be?
I think it would definitely be a risk. Again, because Donald Trump is leading right now and we have to talk about him, it's not as big a risk as it would be if you had what we refer to as a so-called establishment candidate, right? If Marco Rubio were to find a path to victory and get the Republican nomination, I believe he would crush Bernie Sanders. I don't think there's any question about that. But Cruz being, again, sort of the opposite far right of Bernie on the far left, and Donald Trump with such negativity in terms of such a large share of the electorate that can't see themselves voting for him, those matchups are very different from Bernie Sanders, and who knows what the outcome would be under those scenarios.
That's Seth McKee, an associate professor of political science at Texas Tech University. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.